afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. The national push to redistrict has hit hurdles in other southern states. Tennessee's new map is still in place, but the legislature's move to split Memphis into three districts is still being challenged in federal court. The redistricting craze kicked off earlier this month after the U.S. Supreme Court gutted part of the Voting Rights Act. WPLN's Mariana Bacallao explained the case on our daily show, This is Nashville.
And in that ruling, they were looking at a Louisiana district that was, you know, specifically made to give Black voters more of a say in Congress. And that was a district that stretched 250 miles, as they point out. Memphis's congressional district was very compact. It was just the city of Memphis. And now that 9th congressional district stretches, I would say, more than 250 miles. Just, you know, if you plug it into Google Maps from one end to the other, it's close to 300 miles to make that drive across District 9.
The new map faces challenges from the NAACP, the ACLU, the League of Women Voters, and the Tennessee Democratic Party. They say the new districts will confuse voters and harm candidates. State election officials say they have enough state funding to accommodate the change before the 2026 midterms. Nashville plans to invest $60 million into hosting the Super Bowl in 2030. According to a study last year commissioned by the Convention and Visitors Corporation, the event could generate more than $380 million in direct spending in the city. They are suggesting there will be a, quote, return on investment greater than any event Nashville has hosted to date. But as the Tennessee Lookout reports, some economists say those returns don't always materialize. For instance, they often fail to account for the baseline of visitor spending that happens without a major event. And some of the spending, such as money paid to rent hotel rooms at major chains, does not stay in the local economy. The goal of luring the Super Bowl to Nashville was a major driver behind the decision to build the more than $2 billion Titan Stadium, more than half of which was subsidized by taxpayers. A new species of tick is popping up more frequently in Tennessee. The Asian longhorn tick is typically reddish-brown with no distinguishing marks on its back. The Tennessean reports they appear to be less attracted to people than normal ticks, and early research is unclear about how often they spread disease to humans. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.